Hello one, hello all. Welcome to episode 15 of the Josh Potter Show. I am Josh Potter, your host. Thank you for joining us once again. Please to be emailing joshpottershow@ymhstudios.com. That's where you can send in all of your articles. You can send in all of your feedback. You can send in queefs. Everything that you want to send in, that's where you send it in. joshpottershow@ymhstudios.com. We've got merch up as well at the store. store.ymhstudios.com. Josh Potter Show merch up there. We've got the buffalo-ish logo. Copyrights protect the children. We've got the Josh Potter Show shirt. We've got a hat now as well. And we've got some interesting merch on the way that we could discuss perhaps a little bit later on. I do have some shows. There's the merch displayed for you up there. I do have some shows coming up. A show, actually, just one. I shouldn't say some. West Palm Improv, coming your way March 21st. Tickets are on sale as we speak, so please to be buying those. You can follow me on Twitter if you want to get those links, @J_Potter, or you can always hit up me my Instagram, which is @Josh_Potter. But yes, we're back once again, and I have to apologize because last week we didn't have a show, so I'm very sorry, and I need to let you know the proper way. Yes, hello, I have to apologize. I made an error on the last broadcast. I didn't speak whatsoever. That's because we had no episode. Coronavirus protocol is the reason we're citing Votto coming to the plate. Not because I said anything bad. I didn't call a Chinaman a Castellanos with a line drive to left field. Yeah, that's right. I didn't call a black person a I didn't call a Mexican a I just simply wasn't here. And for that, I have to apologize. But seriously, I am sad that we didn't have a show last week. I do wish we did. And I thank you for sticking with us and coming back, if indeed you did. I have tape of Nadav last week, if you want to hear him.
We are not shutting this f***ing movie down!
It was a hairy scene here at the studio for a little while, but we got some things. No one here wanted to miss an episode, and it was just the nature of the beast. And the things that you did get to have were a result of that. So I thank you for your patience, and I do apologize for not being here. And I appreciate you sticking around and coming back and being with us. One thing that did come up during the Two Bears live New Year's Eve show, if you did see, obviously everyone has been memeing it. It's been the talk of so many talk shows. It's been the talk of the sports world. So many sports shows have been talking about Tom Segura's injury, and we've seen all the cool new merch that is involved with that. I can't wait to sport my own, as a matter of fact. But there is one thing getting lost in all of the discussion about Tom's injury, and he brought it up on the Two Bears episode, and only one person brought it up to me. That was Tom himself. Actually, someone else did bring it up. Kevin Clancy over at Barstool texted me and goes, "Oh man, I can't believe you were the voice of reason." And that's true. I was. Let's take a look at the image if we can real quick. Let's never forget, folks. What does that say?
It says, "You were right," by Tom.
That's right, baby. Let that be a message to all of you out there. I am right all the time. So there you go. That was the message I received. That's how I learned of the news that evening of December 1st when the basketball image happened. I wrote back, "Oh no." I didn't know how to respond. And then I never heard from him again, by the way. So I didn't understand. I was like, is this a joke? Like, I was like, that's insane. He's getting in an ambulance. Come on. I mean, I know he was like, I know I mentioned to him that like, "Hey man, I wouldn't play basketball if I were you. 40-year-olds tend to fuck themselves up playing basketball." But I didn't know that they could fuck themselves up to the point where an ambulance is called. And then, the ensuing things that occurred, I cannot believe, I never anticipated that. I did have friends who have blown out both their ACLs playing basketball in rec leagues and things like that. And that's the thing that I was talking about. But here we are, nonetheless. never not listen to me. That's what I'm saying at the end of the day. And here's a person who you might want to heed warning about when it comes to both Eni and I bringing this up, this topic, Cecil Wilson, you know, because we've been talking about him quite a bit over the last few weeks, since the beginning of this show, since Eni has deemed him, in fact, sus after just looking at simply his face. So many things are starting to come out about Cecil Wilson, almost in the vein of Garth. He's just always tweeting about the Lord. It's just very odd. And recently, he posted this video to TikTok. Let's give it a listen.
Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real excited. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be. And I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited.
Ugh. What the f*** is going on? I didn't mean to curse. I'm sorry. Please beep it. This is the Nice Boy Clock. We're talking about Cecil Wilson in the Nice Boy Clock because he is reportedly a nice boy. But what is he talking about here? He's stuttering. He's all over the place. Eni, what are your assessments of him so far here?
I mean, he's got to be on something. That's for sure. That's the one thing that I've gathered from this, and that I was 100% correct. Those are the only two things. I'm not really sure what's going on.
Yeah, I don't know. What's Mr. Unlimited? Mr. Unlimited. Like, why is he stammering and shit all the time?
That must be like his the street term for whatever drug he's taking. Like, could I get some unlimited?
It is like limitless kind of shit, right? Like,
exactly.
I want that limitless. Give me that. So keep it going. Let's see what else he does here. Or just keep saying that.
Yeah, you got to be unlimited. You know, you got to have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited, Tom.
Ugh. Cecil, who touched you in your no-no place? Mr. Unlimited. I mean, geez, Louise. What is he talking about? This is like the weirdest I've ever seen him act. It's like he's getting stranger. Do you know that Cecil has a podcast, Eni?
I did not. What is it called?
I don't remember what it's called.
Is it Mr. Unlimited?
It fucking should be that called that. That's for sure. I only thing missing in the background of this is a woman. Mr. Unlimited. I had to bring that up because, I mean, that is just the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. And I'm going to call him Mr. Unlimited now forever. But I don't know. I just think, like, how many bodies are in your crawl space there, Cecil? Unlimited. He can answer a lot of different questions that way. He's just such a freaking weirdo. And recently, over the weekend, as you're viewing this, and I know the Buffalo Bills, my favorite football team, they're about to embark in their first playoff game at home in 25 years. By the time you're seeing this, it would have already occurred. So either I'm dead from suicide, from them losing, or I'm dead from celebrating their win. So either way, I've passed at the time you're seeing this. But I wanted to bring up the fact that this past week was week 17 in the NFL, and we saw many teams doing different things. Obviously, the big controversial story was the Washington football team facing the Philadelphia Eagles in primetime. The Eagles, conceivably, it seems, seemingly, I should say, tanking, putting Nick Sudfeld in at the end of the game to throw it, essentially, to get three draft spots higher. Everyone was up in arms, but so many people were manipulating that 17th game of the season in order to achieve their advantage, whether it be resting the starters, whether it be trying to get a better draft position, some of it individual-based, a lot of players doing different things, trying to achieve money incentives, bonuses almost. And Cecil, as a matter of fact, who had the NFC West lockdown and they were winding out the clock at the end of the game. All they had to do was run the ball, I think, maybe even kneel the ball. Sussel threw the ball, and everyone was like, whoa, what are they doing? Well, here's the explanation. If any, please to be reading it for me, as I can't see that small. It
says, Russell Wilson confirmed to reporters that the pop pass to W.R. David Moore.
Wide receiver, yes.
Wide receiver David Moore on second to last play of the game was called so that Moore could reach his $100,000 incentive.
So yes, he was one catch away from receiving $100,000 in his incentive bonuses. So Sussel made that happen in the final moments of the game. Some would say that is a nice thing to do. That was very nice of Sussel to call that play and get his buddy $100K. But we know that Sussel, he's sus. So I question his motives. I want to know how much was Sussel's cut in that whole thing? 20K? 30K? How much you get, Sussel? Unlimited. I got unlimited. It's so weird. I don't know if this is a thing that's always happened in the NFL. If Adam Schefter, I mean, I know that incentive bonuses have been a thing that always happened in the NFL, but I don't know if they've been reported on quite to this detail. I asked that question. People said, yes, Adam Schefter has reported upon them in great detail in the past. But I don't remember it. Maybe because of the fact that we are in this pandemic and people are losing their businesses. People are not able to make rent and things like that. So maybe these figures have just been standing out in my eyes a bit more, and they all seemed a little bit more gross to me. Some of the other ones that we've grabbed, I don't know if you could pull those up. Have you done that already? Is this a different one? I can't even tell what the screen says. Who's this one say?
This one says Bucks DT. What's that?
A defensive tackle,
Defensive tackle, of course.
Ndamukong Suh.
Okay, Ndamukong Suh collects $500,000 if Tampa's defense can climb one spot in rankings of total defense in net yards today against Atlanta from the sixth slot to fifth.
Yep.
Has a $500,000 incentive. Yep. If he plays over 65% and Tampa finishes in top five of D in net yards.
Which is $500,000 for like, I don't even, that's all just like really like specific, but there are like receivers receiving massive bonuses. Another one is Mr. Antonio Brown. Can we see what that figure was? Because he received three shovel passes from Tom Brady during the game. I think putting him to, this is the Rams linebacker here. Antonio Brown received three shovel passes from Tom Brady to eclipse the mark of, I think, 35, and he received $250,000. The guy hasn't even been on the team that long. Oh, I'm sorry, it was 45 in the season. So he needed 45 passes. He came in and he needed three more. Tom Brady, who obviously roommates with Antonio Brown, they kiss on the mouth. He goes, hey, son, kiss Uncle Antonio on the face, and then they do it. They're big kissers in that Brady household. So yes, now he's helped him. Maybe he can pay rent with that. Is that say $1.25 million incentive? Oh, that is for Leonard Floyd, the linebacker of the Rams. He just needed to register one sack to hit his $1.25 million incentive, which is, I don't know. What do you think when you see these numbers, Annie, as a person who doesn't watch football?
I think I would go ahead and take that sack, no problem. Just tackle me, homie. I don't know what I'm doing.
He's delivering the sack. That's how he does it.
Oh, well then.
Oh, you would let him sack you to make $1.25 million? You'd be that cool?
I'll let you do a lot of things to me for $1.25 million. I mean.
No, I'm saying you would let say you're the quarterback of the opposing team, and that man's like, yo, dog, I'm going to make $1.25 million. Let me sack you. Would you let him do it?
Are you saying like based on his stature? Because I don't know what he looks like.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying based on like, he either can try and do it because he's going to, that's his mission in the game, or you let him. Because there was a time back in the day, Brett Favre, quarterback legend, he allowed Michael Strahan to sack him. It was like the weakest looking sack in the world. And it was the sack to like break a season record for sex, and it was like, oh, come on, don't like achieve it that way. But when it comes to just frivolous money, if you're the opposing quarterback and a guy on the other team, like I would be annoyed if my quarterback did that. But I'm just saying, I didn't know if you being the quarterback would be like, yeah, you throw me $25K, I'll let you sack me. Could you imagine if those types of deals were going on in the NFL? It would make things really messed up. Are we out of the nice boy clock? Thank God. Okay. I need like a timer or something. We'll have something go off at some point to remind me of when we are out of the nice boy clock. Thank God. Because you know what? We have to talk about a real fucking piece of shit motherfucker, and that is Josh Jacobs. This piece of shit tried to fuck with my fantasy winnings, and he did not win. Guess who won fantasy football? Well, I got second place, but I still won money, so suck my dick. How's that sound, Josh Jacobs? You fucking asshole. Well, this guy, after his week 17 game, hours later, he was arrested right near McCarran Airport in Las Vegas for DUI, baby. I got a DUI. He didn't take his Ubers. So he got arrested. And so that is just the Roach curse coming your way. If you want to get on the Roach's bad side, he will curse your ass. Remember that, Mr. Unlimited. Over here, cursing people and shit. So I wanted to update you on that. Now, there is something else. Let me just pull up. We have a nice sports remiss since we're just getting right into it. Everyone's favorite topic after terrorism, sports. Oh, yeah. Thank you to, what does that say? Dan Mess for that one right there. Appreciate that remix. Continue to send your remixes to Josh Potter Show at ymhstudios.com. Yes, the playoffs have begun. As you're seeing this again, as I mentioned, they have already happened. We are on the eve of Wild Card Saturday when we are recording this. But I wanted to bring up a team that missed the playoffs, and it's unfortunate for them. They're the team that should really bitch about missing the playoffs because they missed it with a record of 10-6, whereas, you know, the Giants pissing and moaning after missing the playoffs with the 6-10 record, they can go blow fucking smoke up their ass. But there is, it's funny because you've written the guy's name wrong already on the prep sheet here, but the Miami Dolphins are a team that can complain about missing the playoffs at 10-6, as much as it pains me to say that about an AFC East rival. And I was looking on and thinking about the future of their quarterback, Mr. Tua Tagovailoa. Truth is, I've never known how to say his last name, and I've never tried. I've just called him Tua. And so here is a video of Tua explaining himself as to how to say his last name.
Tua Tagovailoa. So the last name, Tagovailoa, you can say Tagovailoa, just to make it easier. Say tongue first, and then you say O-H-O-V-A-E-Loa, L-O-A. There you go.
Tagovailoa. I think I got it now. And that's just the man's last name. Now you're saying, well, what's so complicated about Tua? Well, that's not his full name, as it turns out. Any, please to be Googling Tua full name.
You got it, Chief.
Did you type in full name? Do Tua full name. Okay. Now, Any, please to be pronouncing that.
Oh,
there's
boy.
About four letters in is when it starts to get problematic.
It's gotta be Tua Nigamanuolo Lapola. Is that one?
See, that's why I had Any pronounce it. I wouldn't even give that one a shot. I'm a broadcaster and I see that. I go, this is a trap. It says Nigaman inside the word. I couldn't even begin to tell you how I would dance around that. I'm not even gonna try right now. Is there a way we could hear, like, the audio of it? I don't even know. This is my point, though. Basically, someone along the way, I don't know if it was in broadcasting, I don't know if it was in the PR departments, wherever, someone came across and go, people are going to have a hard enough time with Tagovailoa. Vailoa, or I still fucked it up. Let's maybe shorten the first name, just in case. We don't want to have anyone have a slip of the tongue if you know what I'm saying. Hey, Nadav, you want to give that one a try?
I don't think so, man.
You don't want to even attempt it to say his full name.
Nah, maybe if there was a hard K in there somewhere, I'd definitely give it a try.
I would have to pull up this whole thing and be like, there he is, Tua. What is the rest of it? I don't even remember. I'd have to beep it every freaking time.
Yeah, I found a video that says it shows what it means or how it sounds.
Oh, I mean, if you can play it. I mean, I didn't know if it had like one of those things like, you know, when you look up in the dictionary, like we were trying to figure out one versus one.
Yeah,
I didn't know if there was one of those anywhere.
This one is how to say words, and it's got a video on it.
Okay. I mean, are we allowed to play it or what? We have to. That's why we shortened it. Apparently, his parents are mean. I mean, why would you? I forget what nationality it is or whatever. His brother also has a wild name. Can you see what Tua brother name is too on there? Like, just Google that. Because I don't even, his brother's name is something insane too. It's like these parents, I get it, it's tradition or whatever, but this is just mean. Like going to school and hearing the teacher pulling that one up and being like, Tua, okay, I'm going to just stop at Tua. Is anyone named Tua? It's Tua and then a bunch of other letters here. That's Tua, Taulia. See, that's so close. That's a different name.
Yeah, that's what they say his brother's name is, and they also say his family's from Samoa. So
Samoan, that's exactly right. Yes, because they were in Hawaii and all this other stuff. Very nice family, very big family. During the draft, they were all around, and I don't know if he's going to stick around, but I found it interesting that his full name wasn't Tua. It was something else. And we have a hard enough time with that last name. And then the first name comes in, you go, oh, I see why they shortened it. I see. Let's take a look at some listener feedback real quick here. I probably should have read these, eh? What's up, Roaches? Wanted to put my two cents in on Josh's pleased to be mannerism. I did say that a couple times, so I wanted to bring it up again here. I've said it for years, but I usually drop it with a vaguely foreign-sounding accent. No clue where I picked it up, but I think the idea is it's mimicking somebody who hasn't quite mastered English making a polite request, since English is such an awkward language to learn. Anonymous. Well, they kept it anonymous because they're probably racist. Didn't want their name associated with. I like doing weird voices. Oh, yeah, things like that. Like, I get it, buddy. I get it. That's not why I do it. But hey, you know, to each their own. I'm glad you're trying to figure it out. Unfortunately, we are at an impasse there. My favorite audio drop in all of YMH is Dr. Drew saying, I dick her down. But I must admit, the inner city blacks might just upseat it. Well, that's interesting. Dr. Drew has a drop that says, I dick her down. Can someone give me the context of that?
I've never heard it. Do you know what? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, he was answering some, or he was reading an email, and he was reading the words, I dick her down. And then we're like, great. And then we isolated it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's fun. Does he play it often?
I do, yes.
Oh, you play it often. I see. I don't know where my inner city blacks thing is. Here it is.
The inner city blacks.
That's my favorite, too, actually, at this point. The great John Otto. We'll have to get more stories about John Otto going forward. I actually had some friends call me up over the holidays and discuss John Otto with me, which was fun. Speaking of, before we move on from sports, I wanted to talk about this little interesting video. It is of my least favorite player of all of the 2020 season, one who I proclaimed that he had one of the nicest asses in the NFL, one of the cleanest asses, I should say, that I would prefer to eat. And I actually, right before I did that, right after I did that, I should say, he put a dagger into my heart and ruined my life. I was thinking, oh boy, you know, DeAndre Hopkins.
Mmm, now that's a nice ass.
But Then he freaking caught the ball in the end zone on the Hail Mary and gave the Bills one of their three losses on the season. And now we come to find out that DeAndre Hopkins doesn't even fucking practice, which I've never heard of in the NFL. I've heard of this in the NBA. I've heard of baseball players doing this. But let's hear what DeAndre has to say about it.
Yeah, man, I heard a lot of negativity about me not practicing when I first came to Arizona. You know, I don't watch like the Arizona local news and the channels and the sports station, but my grandfather, he's an avid listener to everything and every single one. I think if one of you guys say something bad about me, my grandfather, he's told me. You know, yeah, for those people who don't understand football and who just watch, there's a reason that I play football and they watch. Please tell your friends and all you guys on the local stations. You know, if you got anything negative to say about DeAndre Hopkins, I charge to come on shows, but I give a discount to come on the show for those people.
Any, we need to find out how much the discount is. Because you got some shit talk coming right here, bitch. That's fucked up. He doesn't practice. I mean, if I'm on the team, football is one of those sports where I feel like you need to practice. He needs to have a rapport with his quarterback. They need to get their routes timed down right. It's got to be hard to not practice. There's no way he just doesn't practice. But there is someone else who weighed in on this who has a better response than me, someone who's played the sport, a Hall of Famer, a Heisman Trophy winner, and that is Mr. O.J. Simpson.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, woke up this morning, went through my normal routine, scrolling the sports channels and the news channels, and was surprised to see that down in Phoenix, there's some sports writers who are critical of DeAndre Hopkins' practice schedule. Practice? Talking about practice? Let me tell you something about DeAndre. On Sunday, he's there to play, and with the thrills that he's given those Cardinal fans, I would send those sports writers the way of Bill O'Brien, the coach who also had a problem with him and made one of the most idiotic trades in history.
Keep it going.
On another channel, two of the ex-players were debating Juju Smith-Schuster's antics dancing on the other team's emblem. One guy said it didn't matter. It always matters. Ball players are thin-skinned.
Pause it right there.
Anything for motivation. Every coach...
There's a lot to unpack there for a second. Of course, he talked about DeAndre Hopkins. He sided with DeAndre Hopkins, saying those sports writers should kick rocks. They should get fired for criticizing him. Then he went on to talk about Juju Smith-Schuster, who is the NFL's undisputed TikTok king. He's like got the most followers on TikTok. He's doing all kinds of dances on there. He was all season long dancing on opposing teams' emblems in the center of the field and putting it on TikTok. Some teams took umbrage with that, the Bills being one of them. And Josh Allen said, they want to fucking dance and have fun. We're going to go knock them in the teeth or what have you. So OJ's commenting on that. What I like that he said, though, or I think that is hilarious that he said, and he's like saying it about football players as if he's not one of these football players. He's like, football players are real thin-skinned. Oh, you mean like if a waiter delivers glasses to your ex-wife's house? That kind of thin-skinned? Please keep it rolling.
I've ever had said, don't give the other team bulletin board material. And if you recall in that story, as the Bills were coming out of the tunnel, their leader, Josh Allen, used some expletives to talk about referring to him dancing on their emblem. Strangely enough, the Steelers haven't won a game since then.
Does it have
then
more?
On the news channel,
here we go.
One station is obsessed with Hunter Biden. I care as much about Hunter Biden as I cared about Billy Carter or Stormy Daniel. Who cares? And in light of what's been going on this week with these pardons to felons and confessed felons, what's going to happen anyway? The man hasn't been convicted of anything. Hasn't even been charged of anything. And if he did and he gets convicted, what do you think his dad is going to do?
Man, if anyone knows about the judicial system, it's OJ. Can you believe he's speaking on felons? And he's like, all these convicted felons are getting pardoned. Oh my goodness. That's the difference for him, is the conviction. He's like, well, I'm innocent. I got let go. I'm fine. It's so weird. He's been talking about that in regards of all the people this week too. You know, we just had the insurrection on the Capitol building, and OJ's been talking quite a bit about that too, saying justice must be served. It's just strange to hear OJ talk about justice. All this stemming from DeAndre Hopkins and his lack of practicing. He didn't need to talk about any of that, He didn't need to talk about any of those other things, and he decided to throw them in at the end. I just think, OJ, I love you, buddy, but let's just keep, you know, the judicial system out of our mouths. What do you say, buddy? How does that sound? Today's Josh Potter Show is brought to us by HelloFresh, the fine folks at HelloFresh. Now, maybe you're a person who, maybe your living situation isn't ideal, you have a roommate you can't stand, and you want to avoid him as much as humanly possible, and that means staying out of the kitchen. Well, HelloFresh has given you, just me? Okay. Well, HelloFresh has given me that opportunity, and I appreciate that so wonderfully, because they have meals that are pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes, and they are so easy and affordable. I mean, I don't even have to spend but a blink in the kitchen any longer. I don't have to do much preparation. I can be in and out, and I barely have to talk to my drip of a roommate. Isn't that the best part? Not only that, I get to cut down on my grocery bills, and the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips have just have gone from my life. I'm so excited because I've just embarked on my own HelloFresh journey, and I've been on the site. It's so easy to navigate. It's so easy to order things. I've got my things on the way. I'm stoked to have chicken sausage rigatoni, firecracker meatballs. All these things are on their way to my home, and I'm so pumped to have them. It took me no time at all to order them. So go to HelloFresh.com/JoshPotter10 and use code JoshPotter10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. So not only are you going to get 10 free meals, you're going to get free shipping as well. Just going to HelloFresh.com/JoshPotter10 and use the code JoshPotter10 for those free meals with the free shipping. Thank you to HelloFresh. OJ, though, less sus than Mr. Unlimited. Right?
Way less sus, dude. Way less.
I'm starting to wonder, did OJ even do it?
I'm going to say yes, but at least you know what he did. The thing about Sussel is you don't know what he did. You don't know all the type of shit he did. He's unlimited shit. You know
That's so true. His suspiciousness is unlimited. And OJ, even if he did, yeah, you're right. We know what he might have done. And you can kind of go like, was she a bitch? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you start to, like, his smile is so nice. You're like, maybe Nicole just sucked. Maybe if I knew her, I'd want to stab her 1,000 times too. You know, cut her head off, basically. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know Nicole Brown Simpson. I think that was it for the sports, I do believe. Yes. Was there anything else, how could I forget this story? I forgot all about this. Von Miller is in the news. And boy, oh boy, is that an article in this stack over here, any?
Yeah, you should have that on the bottom.
You want to pull up the grabs, the screen grabs and things like that?
I got the whole article right here.
Oh, shit. Now, I want to get your thoughts on this, any, once I clue the people in as to what's been going on here, because this is something that just occurred that is pretty wild, you see. So Von Miller, of course, defensive end for the Denver Broncos, Super Bowl MVP, you know, one of the top players in the league. His ex, probably at this point, ex-fiance, I guess, Megan Denise, made Instagram claims with text screen grabs alleging that the NFL star is praying for a miscarriage. Megan Denise is her name, and she has taken to Instagram to call out her ex-fiancé, Von Miller, after he claimed he didn't want their unborn baby. Denver Broncos player Von Miller has been dating Instagram model Megan Denise since 2018. The pair were first spotted together at the ESPY Awards in LA, and they've been very open about their social media, or their relationship on social media, excuse me. However, the relationship has turned sour. Megan and Vaughn, who were engaged, now seem to have recently split, and Megan has taken to her Instagram story to claim that Vaughn allegedly sent a number of disturbing texts to her. And she's also revealed that she's a pregnant. Aw, congratulations. Well, ooh, I guess maybe not. You want to go through that the text message for me? You play Vaughn and Nadav play the girl. No.
It says, I so disappointed in myself. And then he says, he corrects himself, I'm so disappointed. She says, me too. And he says, this is the biggest mistake of my life. She says, okay, please, I don't want to block you. He said, I'm honestly praying for a miscarriage. And she got that circled in.
And she wrote at the top, here's y'all's MVP. I mean, here's the thing. However, she wasn't done calling him out yet, continuing to post screenshots where allegedly hurled abuse at her and told her to get an abortion. Do we have those ones? Is that in the article? I can't even remember.
That one was not in the article.
They didn't post it. They just said it. Okay. Megan then said, tired of protecting you. This is who you are. Cut it out, kid. So she took all this to the gram. And Von Miller then went to his own gram to respond to Megan's screenshots. He denied everything she said and wrote, fake news, LOL. The reality of somebody leaving you make some people literally crazy, classic trap. Is that what we're looking at up there?
Yeah, that's what's up here right now.
Oh, boy. Fake news, LOL. That's how you get out of everything these days. When you write fake news, it's probably real news now. You shouldn't say fake news anymore. When you claim fake news, we've learned it's probably real at this point, right? Here's the thing. You know, we've all been in tumultuous, perhaps even toxic relationships in our day and said some things, right? Not all of us are as famous as Von Miller. I got to tell you, I've written some texts, none that were quite that crazy, but I mean, I've said some things, right? I mean, come on. Have we all said some things to some exes? Can we cop to that?
I mean, all of us have. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
they
right.
put us there.
They put us there. Exactly.
At least I didn't do what OJ did. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I just said some things.
Exactly. That's my point. I was going to say, this is why I brought up Von Miller at this point, because we just saw OJ, and I'm thinking, what's worse? It's not like he went and made the abortion. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he did it himself. He just said he wishes one. I tend to draw a difference there. You know, I have never really, like I said, I've never said anything of abuse or anything like that, but I've gotten, you know, spicy in the text messages before with an ex, you know, just being like, oh, go walk into traffic or something like that more so, you know what I mean? Like just being like, fuck off kind of things. Von Miller was just so upset with himself that he even made sex with that woman and put a baby inside of her. He's like, I'm so disappointed in myself. I could see myself saying those things in a heated moment of battle. Like, why wouldn't he just cop to that? Do you think it would make him persona non grata if he was like, listen, I was fucking in my own feelings, I was spewing things out? What if you just cop to that?
I mean, I'm assuming, you know, assuming that he did say these things, I imagine he started with that, you know, to try to like kind of smooth his way out of it, and then she was like, nope, I'm gonna have this.
You know, there was some button pushing going on.
Yeah, 100%. He probably started with like, I mean, look, this isn't responsible of us, you know, we should we all got our reasons, and then yeah, she was just like, look, it's happening, so you know, you're gonna pay that shit.
Remember what we were saying about the NBA players, how there are women who will do anything to secure that bag, and by that bag I don't mean money, I mean that condom full of jizz. Secure that load, I should say.
I told you he was right. His advice was 100%.
Exactly. And so here's Von Miller. I don't know if that's necessarily the reason why he doesn't want to have the child or what have you. He definitely has the means. He has a great, big, large contract. He did not play this year because of a season-ending injury, but he has quite the large contract, and he should be just fine in terms of paying for a child. So it's not like irresponsible, like you said. I think you were speaking a little personally there at that point. I've had those conversations though, where I was like, I've had one pregnancy scare, and I knew that she wouldn't do the Schmishmortion, and I actually like had like a panic attack in my shower, and then I took her to Walmart and made her take a pregnancy test because she just kept saying it. She's like, I think I'm pregnant. And I'm like, did you take a test? She's like, no. And I'm like, we need to know one way or another here. And so I took her to Walmart and I made her pee on the stick in the Walmart. In the bathroom, not like in the aisle or anything.
In the Walmart bathroom. You can't even wait to get home for that.
Nuh-uh.
You got to know right now.
I was losing my mind.
I mean, I definitely know what the feeling, yeah, because it's like, what are we going to do?
I was like 23.
Yeah.
It would have like ended my life. Or I would have run away and changed my name. I don't know what I would have done.
And what you're saying, that she was 100% not going to if she was pregnant?
100%.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. That is scary.
There is no chance that that would have happened. And, you know, yeah. I don't know. Have you ever had any close calls?
I've had like pregnancy scares, but never, you know, that it's going to be anything that I don't want it to be, because we have that conversation before every time. I'm like, cause I mean, I don't know if you know, I don't put those protection things on. I don't really like that. So I'm not about barriers, you know, I'm about breaking down walls. So
hell yeah,
I ain't about that. And we have that conversation, way before that happens. So I'm like, if it does, and they're immediately like, I can't have a baby right now. I'm like, sick.
No, I have the conversation now prior as well. See, the thing is, I was dating a person, we were in a relationship, and I knew that she didn't want to have one. She was on her birth control, but she would always go like, I think I'm pregnant. She would like freak me out with that. And I'd go, why? She goes, I didn't have my period in it's been 3 days or something. I'm like, 3 days? I mean, give it a second here. Like, why now I'm going to not sleep at night because you haven't gotten your period? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're fucking just trying to keep me up at night because you didn't get. And then the thing that put me over the top, she was like, she kept saying like her tits were hurting her. Like they hurt, they were sore. And she asked her friend who just had a baby, she goes, what was the first sign of knowing you were pregnant? She goes, my boobs were sore. And then we looked at each other and I go, we're getting the test right fucking now. And I took her to Walmart and we peed on the test. And then I had the other one. I go, in 10 days, you're peeing on this one right in front of me.
You idiot woman. Idiot woman.
Don't ever fucking freak me out like that ever again.
Hearing it, actually, it sounds like she was just trying to get to make you crazy. It sounds like it's exactly what she was trying to do.
Oh, 100%. That's so exactly true. And then I broke up with her because I was like, you're fucking killing me here. You're just trying to, she was fucking with me. Yeah, exactly. Like, don't say those things because they drive me insane. Do you know what I mean? Like, what kind of like person does that? Puts you into like turmoil like that, you know, thinking about those things, knowing full well that it would be a bad thing if it happened. You know what I mean?
I think someone that's scared of you leaving, and I would like to quote a very wise man that I know, and the reality of somebody leaving you makes some people literally crazy. Classic trap.
Headstrong, I'll take you on. Headstrong, I'll take on anyone.
You said classic trap, so.
Beautiful.
No, it is a classic trap, and I'm glad I've gotten out of it. I was released from it. Let's get into the news, shall we? Well, the coronavirus is raging on here in the United States of America, and, you know, it's affected us here at the studio, as I've mentioned before. And one thing that it's not going to affect, apparently, I'm trying to find if I have that article, is a baby boom. Yes, right here. We're on pace right now for the slowest population growth, you know that, in the history of time since the Spanish flu, as a matter of fact, in 1918. One would think, due to the coronavirus and people being locked up and holed up in their homes, it would lead to more babies, I would think. That's the logic I had. But As we were just discussing, there are things that are condoms and Plan B pills and birth control, things that didn't exist back in the day when people were fucking like rabbits. So here we are, the United States on pace to the slowest population growth in a century amid the coronavirus pandemic. The number of American residents is expected to increase by just only 700,000. Well, that's because we had about however many 300-some thousand die, right? So the last time the country faced this type of thing was back in the Spanish flu pandemic in World War I, according to USA Today. The trend could make the economy less dynamic. Fewer people means fewer homes purchased, fewer cars, fewer vacations. I don't think that's going to impact it. I think, you know, fewer homes purchased, fewer cars, fewer vacations is because people are losing their fucking jobs right now and unable to work. Those things probably have a lot more to do with it than the fact that we're not pumping babies out of our fucking bodies. But I think maybe they're talking about down the road. The coronavirus has killed nearly more than 350,000. 350,000. Now I question numbers every fucking time I say them. Do you know that? Ever since that one day? I go back, I go, did I just say the right number? Yeah, that's a number. Okay. Every fucking time, second guessing it. Thanks, comment section. 350,000 people in the United States have passed from coronavirus, and it's projected to cost nearly half a million of lives by this spring, according to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. Economic growth is driven by a combination of productivity and population, the number of workers. I don't think we're, did we lose that? I mean, come on. We're talking about overpopulation for so long. We need to like thin it out a little bit. So who cares if we're not fucking enough? You know, I don't think it has anything to do with less fucking. It's just less babies are coming out of fucking. I should correct myself and say that. With the ratio of workers to retirees increasing, more of the workers, blah, 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 they go into that. I like that there's less people. There is nothing you can do to convince me that less people isn't a better thing. And yes, I don't want people to die from coronavirus, but I think maybe we should take a little bit of a halt on creating the people, don't you? I don't think we need any more people running around here at the moment. Let's get shit settled down, and then we can start making more of them. Because the ones we've got out there right now are pretty shitty. For the most part. But one place where I know they're not going to be making any babies during quarantine is this particular home in which a quarantine is happening. Now, Annie, I want to put your brain into this scenario, okay? Say you're dating a smoke show, right? You're dating this girl. She's hot.
Fuck yeah.
She's rich.
Okay.
She's affluent. She has lots going on for her.
What does affluent mean?
Meaning she can wield power. She maybe she can get you into a concert. Maybe she can get you into a country club or a cool dinner or something like that. She can, you know, she can wave her hand and make things happen, you know, because of her position in life.
So she's crafty.
Not crafty. Rich and privileged.
Okay, cool.
Maybe crafty as well. But now, okay, so you're dating this woman. Now you're quarantining with her, and if you quarantine with her, you have to quarantine with her parents as well.
Uh-huh.
In this case, those parents happen to be former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama.
You're asking me, is that an issue?
Is it?
Not for me. I mean, it's Obama, bro. He's going to be like, what's up, nigga? Like...
I don't know if they'll talk like that necessarily.
Give me the old dab, you know what I'm saying?
He would be the, like, out of all the former presidents, he'd be the chillest to chill with. Do you know what I'm saying? He'd be like, hello, Annie, how are you? What up, my... Right? I beeped it. What are you crying about back there? He said it first. That's what I was just doing him. Annie, I was saying what Annie said.
You did. You repeated it. Exactly what I said.
Exactly.
Word for word.
Exactly. With the beep, though. So this is what happened to a gentleman. This is actually a scenario that occurred with Malia's boyfriend. He was stuck in quarantine with the freaking president and the first lady. When asked about being with his daughters in quarantine on the Bill Simmons podcast, Obama answered, it's a blessing because all the teenage stuff is kind of gone now. And they're just back and they love you again and they want to spend time with you and they're funny. I'm not going to try to do Obama through the whole thing. I could be like, it's a blessing because all the teenage stuff is kind of gone now. I think, like a lot of families, we went through the first month where we were playing games every night, doing little arts and crafts projects, and then slowly they started to get a little bored with us. Maybe teaching Malia and Sasha and Malia's boyfriend, who was with us for a while, spades, and then having some spades games and teaching them how to properly trash talk and slap down the cards. So these guys are playing cards. He just slowly slipped in the fact that Malia's boyfriend was there. And after podcast host Simmons and guest Bakari Sellers expressed their excitement about his admission, Obama revealed more details about Malia's boyfriend without saying his name. Malia, who is 22 years old and her senior year at Harvard University, seems to prefer to keep her private life private. But Dad did spill some tea. He said he's British. Wonderful young man, and he's sort of stuck because there was the whole visa thing and he had a job set up, so we took him in and I didn't want to like him, but he's a good kid. Whoa. I mean, first of all, he has a visa thing. I think you can get that one taken care of there, old Barack, don't you? Make a couple calls maybe if you want him out of the house. I mean, right? The guy, like, say there's a guy stuck in your house, your daughter's boyfriend, and you don't want him there because he's got a visa issue, and you just happen to be the former president of the United States. I think we could fix that, don't you? That's like the one thing. That'd be like my dad having his daughter's boyfriend living there, him wanting him to leave, and he'd be like, I'd leave if I could just get a dishwasher job at a restaurant.
Yeah, but you're forgetting, what if he doesn't like him? Because if he helps him, that means he's helping him stay with his daughter longer.
Well, that's what it says here. He goes, I didn't want to like him, but he's a good kid. So now, also, you're staying with the president who doesn't want to like you. There's Secret Service guys around. You know, what is he doing? Like, you know, you hear the old story of a girl's dad. You go over to her house, and he's cleaning shotgun shells and stuff and putting them up on the mantle, and he's, like, got names of ex-boyfriends on there, and he puts one with your name up there in front of you to kind of scare you. Everyone hears that, right? Is that white people things, probably?
No, yeah, every time. I've had that multiple times.
You've had that? You've physically had that?
Like, not like the shotgun shells, but a really aggressive dad that obviously doesn't want me there. Yeah, all of them.
Now, imagine if your dad is a man who, at one point, sent drones over to kill entire families in Yemen. I'd be frightened, is all I'm saying. You know, he's got Secret Service guys. He'd be like, hey, Jeff, can you go fuck with the kid? And then he goes in there and he fucks. You know what I'm saying? That's scary. Your parents get a drone strike on their house, precision-like, and he'll be like, oops, we missed, you know, like he did every other time when it would bomb a school or something. I'm just saying, I'd be frightened. I'd be like, yes, sir, Mr. Obama, whatever you say. Then he went on to tell Bill Simmons, the only thing you discover, this is not a surprise to you, Bill, because you've got a son, young men eat. It's weird to watch them consume food. My grocery bill went up about 30%. That's an odd observation that Barack Obama has made regarding his daughters. It's weird how much food they eat. Yeah, man, because you haven't been paying attention to your children for the last decade because you were the president. And you were working very hard, I'd imagine, being the president. So you didn't notice when they were eating because you were too busy, like I said before, droning everybody. I know what we can move on to before we get out of here because everybody's missed it. And I thought I was going to name Von Miller this, but then I kind of came on his side here. So I guess our queef of the week this week should just be me, you know, at the end of the day, because I missed the show last week, even though it was none of our faults here at the studio. I'll still put the onus on me to be this week's queef of the week because of the fact that I missed an episode last
queef
week.
Queef of the week.
Ooh, boy, and that is the sound of a celebrity queef, which I was hoping we could play the fucking video of because we've got a video submitted from Molly Stewart, actress of screen and stage. And she is a friend of mine, and she's a fan of the show, and she submitted a very nice personal video telling us a story about how she learned to queef when she was 8 years old, and she thought she was farting, and she could fart on command, so she showed her friends, and her mom caught her and was like, that's not farting. And then she showed us how she queefs in the video. So maybe I'll post it on my Instagram as this episode is released, because Molly gave us permission to use the video, but YouTube doesn't give us permission to use the video because of porno or something like that. We have the full audio? Okay, why don't we hear it if you have it pulled up?
So I was about to make content, and then I realized I had not yet submitted a queef for the Josh Potter show, and that cannot go unanswered. So I used to do this when I was 9 or 10. Used to think I could make myself fart on command. My mom caught me doing it when I was showing my friends. Got really mad. Didn't understand why until now, but now we know.
Violent. And Molly is a very athletic woman, so she does it in a way that is like, it's like she's working out. I mean, you've got to see the video. It's insane. Someone actually tweeted me last night. I don't even know if this is possible. She's not in lingerie or anything. She's not even naked or anything. But a woman tweeted me a video of her queefing the ABCs. I posted it up on my Twitter. I don't know if you can see it or whatever, but it is there if we can pull that. I mean, if we can't play it this time, we can play it next time. But she was very upset that we hadn't gotten her video or whatever, and she kept tweeting me queefing videos all day yesterday. And finally, the coup de grace, the one that was most magnificent again, was her queefing the ABCs. Did it sound like the ABCs? Not really.
But there's at least 26 of them.
I mean, if you were listening close, it's like kind of like a Rorschach test. If you're listening the right way, you're kind of like, that was an H. That was a K. That was an X. But yes, I am the queef of the week for missing last week's episode. And something that we discussed on the previous episode before the week that we missed was cannibalism. And I've got a lengthy piece of feedback here from KC. He says, you were discussing cannibalism, and if you had to eat a human, which ethnicity would be best? I was thinking about what would be the premium selection if you were at some wealthy secret society party. I think the answer would be the people of North Sentinel Island. They are the last of the Neolithic humans on Earth, and they have zero contact with outsiders. It is illegal to go to the island, and they will kill you if you come near. Oh, I think we heard about these guys back last summer. Didn't somebody go there trying to teach them Jesus, and then he got murdered, and everyone was like, ha ha ha. Pretty sure that's what happened. There's a crazy story that you might remember, a man named John Chow, the guy who... Oh, yeah, right here. The guy was the missionary who had the amazing idea to try to convert these people to Christianity. Yeah, despite it being illegal and had a bad idea altogether, he went there three times, was attacked, and on the last attempt was killed. So this is like the Grizzly Man, but with people. It's like, no, they want to know about Jesus, right, guys? And then they're like, ba-da-ba-da-da, and they kill him. But yeah, if you're eating human, that's got to be one that those billionaires would go for. Doesn't get more rare or difficult than that, and they don't eat Doritos all day. Most people would probably taste horrible. Thanks for the nightmares, KC. Well, thank you, KC. That is an interesting thing to bring up. And a curiosity, I'm wondering if because they are free-range people, you know, are they more organic? Or what have you, because of the fact that they haven't been tainted by our GMOs or our junk food. Does this entice you any? Do you want to go to whatever the fuck, North Sentinel Island?
Yeah, man, I'm down.
Score a couple people? Who's going to miss those people? No one's going to give a fuck about them, right? Let's gather up the whole island on a boat, bring them over here. Right? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, what next?
And then we eat them. I'm not saying we put them in camps or anything like that. No, but that was a crazy story of that guy who was like, they must learn about Jesus. We have to tell them all about Jesus. I wanted to get, because I heard Bert and Drew talking about cannibalism, and I wanted to get Drew's take on it, and he's never even considered it, and he sees fucking bodies all day. I mean, come on. There's a time he must have.
I imagine that's probably why he doesn't want to, because it's every day. I imagine if you work at Subway, you probably don't like eating. I mean, nobody
that
likes
is
Subway,
touche. But, I have worked in fast food and did not enjoy. Like I would, like even French fries, I would be working the fryers all day, and then I would be like, the smell of fryer grease would make me want to vomit. So yeah, maybe because he's a doctor, he's like, ugh, don't want to, you know, he sees all the, it's like a butcher. Does a butcher want to eat a cut of meat? I don't know. I've never been a part of something like that. But nevertheless, interesting thoughts from KC. I'd love to hear what ethnicity you'd like to eat out there. So please to be emailing me, joshpottershow@ymhstudios.com. More suggestions would be wonderful as far as what type of ethnicity would taste the best. I mean, that's a good put. I get what he's saying because of the fact that they're like almost pure or what have you. But I would imagine some of them are thin. You know what I mean? You're going to get a few scragglies. You know what I mean? Not a lot of meat on the bone, perhaps.
Right. And if they do, then it's probably all muscle. I'm going to take a guess.
Yeah, muscle's not good, right?
Yeah.
See, we have obese people here in America, and although we feed them with garbage and junk, they're still thick. You know what I mean?
I don't think it'd be the good kind of thick, though. Like, the if you're talking about obese, you know, I don't think a obese man's
Well, right,
belly,
you don't want to go straight obese.
Even, like, a fat man's belly, essentially, I don't think that would taste good.
What about, like, an Instagram model with, like, a thick ass?
I mean, I could tell you right now that tastes good.
Woo! D-Y, baby! Take your uvas. All right. No, I mean, yeah, that's touche. Can't argue that point.
Murder.
Well, thank you once again for joining us, and I do apologize again for missing last week. I hope you can stick through with us, and we will hopefully never, ever, ever have that happen again. We have a very special guest coming next time. I'm excited for. I'm going to just tease you and let you know there will be someone here at the table with me on the Josh Potter Show next episode. I will not say who it is quite yet. You'll have to tune in next week and find out, my friend. You can always hit me up at joshpottershow@ymhstudios.com. Please to be still rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. You have no idea how much that helps. I appreciate it a great deal. And again, March 21st, going to be at the West Palm Improv down in Florida, where things are still lawless. So go over to their website, pick up tickets for that, or you can go on my Instagram at Josh_Potter. Twitter is at J_Potter. And before I go, I want to pull up one more time the old merch in the merch store. Can we pull that up and take a look at it? Because I don't know if we looked at it before or not properly. But thank you so much to everybody who's picked up merch at the merch store. Here is the Josh Potter Show selection, which we will hopefully be adding to. We have something, let's just say your boy here is Mr. Unlimited when it comes to merch. So we got something fun coming out here in a couple of days. Maybe it'll even be up by the time this episode airs. But there you can see the Buffalo shirt, the Buffalo hat, and the show shirt. Please to be buying all of them up at store.ymhstudios.com. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you to Eni, Zolo, and Nadav, as always. And thank you to you at home, all my little roaches above 18. Have a good week, and we'll see you next Tuesday.